just went up crisscross and then to Bulldodger and then to Rodeo and then we're here.
At midday last Saturday, the parking lot of the Spring Gulch Nordic Center in Carbondale was full. And that's become the norm this winter.
It's fair to say that Nordic centers all over the country are seeing a huge increase in volume, Nordic skiing.
That's Mike Shook, president of the Mount Sopers Nordic Council, which operates the ski area. He says that the popularity of Nordic skiing always surges right after the Winter Olympics, but COVID-19 has amplified that. Shook says that it's a great sport for maintaining social distance, and the Nordic Council has made that easier, too, by establishing a separate entrance and exit to the ski area. He adds that in a low snow year, the resort skiing hasn't been great. And there are other reasons skiers are avoiding resorts.
We haven't been downhill skiing this year because of COVID. We're just very, very careful with everything. So
that's Kristen, who was also skiing at Spring Gulch this weekend. She traveled from New York City to Carbondale to visit family, including Will.
You pull up and the parking lot's full and you're like, oh, a lot of people. But once you get out on the trails, it's pretty secluded. And Spring Gulch is a great little facility that they maintain here. So
absolutely,
it's easy to get out to.
With over 20 kilometers of groomed trails less than 7 miles from downtown, Spring Gulch is an accessible place to recreate. That is, if you already have skis. Independence Run and Hike in Carbondale sells and rents Nordic skis. Owner Brian After says the demand this year has been overwhelming.
Yeah, we sold more in the month of December this year than we did all of last year.
Ski retailers who are already swamped are facing another challenge this year, this one from the supply end. Europe's largest ski manufacturer, Fisher Sports, took a hit when its biggest factory burned down in October 2020. That means the brands that Fisher manufactures for, like Alpina, Scott, Tysa, and Technopro, are also low on inventory. In fact, Fisher Sports makes up about one quarter of the entire international ski market.
Fisher wasn't able to ship a large percentage of their most popular product. You know, I'm scrambling to find product. In the end, I was just looking at the other day, I probably only got about 60 to 75% of the product that I ordered. And on a year where, you know, more people want to cross-country ski, it's a bummer to not be able to get all the product that you've originally hoped for. So it's been pretty difficult on a lot of stores, and now makes it even more difficult on the customer. And, you know, some people are getting pretty frustrated.
After says that skis are trickling in slowly, but would-be customers may have better luck finding skate skis. Skate skiing, along with cross-country, which is also called classic, falls under the greater umbrella of Nordic skiing, but is typically a faster and more athletic sport. But After is quick to defend the athleticism of cross-country skiing.
If you really get into classic skiing, you can get an incredible workout. I think the majority of people think of it as, like you said, kind of a nice little backcountry hike. But if you really put your energy and focus on form, there's a lot more technique to it than people realize. But the learning curve is much easier in classic skiing than in skate skiing.
Though skate skiing has that steeper learning curve, After says it can be more rewarding. For communities like Carbondale, where people are usually up for a challenge, skate skiing could be the perfect match. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.